Hockey News, I'm Ben Thomas. An arrest in the online leak of highly classified military documents.
Heavily armed federal agents took 21-year-old Jack Teixeira into custody outside his home.
Teixeira is an employee of the United States Air Force National Guard.
An intelligence specialist whom Attorney General Merrick Garland says will be charged with unauthorized removal of classified national defense information. Investigators believe Teixeira led an online chat group where the documents about the Ukraine war were posted.
This was a deliberate criminal act.
Pentagon spokesman Pat Ryder referred all questions to Garland's Justice Department about the highest profile intelligence leak in years. The Biden administration's been scrambling to contain the fallout. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Florida's Republican-dominated legislature has approved a bill that would ban abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy. Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to sign it into law. In Newport News, Virginia, the mother of a 6-year-old boy who shot and wounded his first-grade teacher in January has been formally arrested. She faces charges of child neglect and failing to secure her handgun. Another sign inflation's easing.
The Labor Department's Producer Price Index, which reflects prices charged by manufacturers, farmers, and wholesalers, was down 0.5% from February to March. That was led by a big drop in the price of gasoline. Year over year, wholesale prices were up 2.7%, the mildest 12-month increase since January of 2021. Jennifer King, Washington.
That news helped spark a rally on Wall Street. The Dow and the S&P each rose more than 1%, the Nasdaq about 2%. North Korea is boasting its latest long-range missile powered by solid propellants is the most powerful piece of its nuclear arsenal and intended to target the U.S. And President Biden addressed Ireland's parliament today, calling it a great honor.
My greatest regret, I'm going to sound like a kid, but my mom's not here to hear it.
This is AP News. Flooding in the West.
A rapid spring snowmelt after an unusually wet winter is unleashing flooding from the southwest to the Rockies, causing residents to stock up on sandbags with surging creeks and rivers. In Flagstaff, Arizona, neighbors have been working side by side since Tuesday with shovels to stave off floodwaters from their homes. An emergency disaster declaration was issued in the wake of severe flooding in north-central New Mexico and in Salt Lake City. Along with voluntary evacuations due to potential flooding, multiple mudslides were reported on canyon roads, including one that forced the temporary closure of Interstate 80 southeast of the city. Colorado, North Dakota, and Minnesota are also dealing with similar issues. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Flooding in South Florida, too, where a storm dumped upward of 2 feet of rain in a matter of hours. Just yesterday, the National Weather Service had red flag warnings out in 20 states for fire danger because of dry conditions. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.